Totally sick, Holocaust survivor family Brexit party candidate's business daubed with swastika. By Oliver J.J. Lane on May 8, 2019. The son of a Holocaust survivor who is standing for Nigel Farage's new Brexit party has seen his business premises vandalized with a 30-foot swastika in a suspected anti-Semitic attack. The attack on Lance Foreman's Salmon Smokery, a business set up by his Holocaust survivor father, came just weeks after Mr. Foreman was announced as a candidate for the Brexit Party. Foreman said that if the anti-Semitic graffiti was linked to his candidacy for the Eurosceptic Party, then those responsible had a topsy-turvy view of politics. He wrote Wednesday evening that London Brexit Party candidates are Jewish, Muslim, Christian, atheist, Hindi, Baha'i, and claimed that no party is as diverse. Speaking to the Jewish Chronicle, Foreman revealed the police had security camera footage of those responsible. He said, "My dad fled the Nazis in Poland and is a Holocaust survivor who spent the war years as a child in a Siberian prison camp. He has worked with HET, the Holocaust Educational Trust, to teach children about the horrors of anti-Semitism. So the fact that we have been targeted in this anti-Semitic way is quite horrific and sick. The police have images of the culprits on CCTV and I sincerely hope they are tracked down." Brexit Party Chairman Richard Tice said the attack was a terrible condemnation of the depths to which our politics has descended, and that the time to say enough to such anti-Semitism in British politics had come. In a statement seen by Breitbart London, Tice said, "Some politicians and commentators are happy to demonize their opponents as Nazis or fascists, and others are complicit in covering up anti-Semitism, right at the center of our nation's politics. This is unacceptable, and must be condemned by all. When a leading member of London's Jewish community is attacked in this way, all must stand up and condemn it. This is exactly what we are talking about when we say that we want to change politics." While anti-Semitism had been confined to the fringes of British politics, hatred towards Jews has re-emerged in the political left mainstream, with the opposition Labour Party under Jeremy Corbyn being hit by a series of high-profile anti-Semitism scandals in recent years. While Mr. Corbyn insists he is working to eradicate the scourge from Labour, several members of Parliament have recently left the party to establish their own, citing concerns including the anti-Semitic environment in the party. In 2019, Blair said a nascent alliance between political Islam and the left in the UK and Europe was a key cause of the rise of anti-Semitism in mainstream politics. Just this week, the former PM said, "Unfortunately today some of this poison is back from the political fringe to parts of the political mainstream." Oliver J.J. Lane is the editor of Breitbart London. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook.